Unveiling the secrets A-list copywriters use to make themselves and their clients millions. This is the Copywriters Podcast with your host, the world's greatest copywriting coach, David Garfinkel.
At the highest levels of copywriting, the big financial publishers ask copywriters to do a re-lead when they want to increase conversions on a proven author. What's a re-lead? It's basically a reframing of the intro to the sales letter in the hopes that reframing will spur greater sales. And it's probably no coincidence that when my mentoring clients show me copy they're having trouble with, the first thing I look at is the headline and the lead. A revamping of these two things, the beginning of the sales letter, will fix a conversion problem more often than any other fix. Today, we're going to take a systematic look at three ways to reframe your headline and your lead in search of greater conversions. It's a great way to start the new year. Just as this is a great way to start Copywriters Podcast, copy is powerful. You're responsible for how you use what you hear on this podcast, and most of the time, common sense is all you need. But if you make extreme claims, and if you're writing copy for offers in highly regulated industries like health, finance, business opportunity, you may want to get a legal review after you write and before you start using your copy. My larger clients do this all the time. Okay, when you're trying to get higher conversions on your copy, what do? You probably work on creating better headlines, stronger hooks, better offers. And that's the conventional solution. It's not bad because it works. Sometimes it works really big. But today, we're going to look at doing something even more fundamental than rewriting individual elements of your copy. And I would say what we're going to talk about is far more powerful. It's about how to reframe your entire message to get more impact and higher conversions. Now, reframing is a term that came out of cognitive psychology and linguistics in the 60s and 70s. But we certainly use that term today in copywriting. Reframing means changing the way we think about something by altering our language or perspective. And it's a really cool skill. I'll show you how to use it today. Before we do, though, let's start with something to reframe. We'll start with a typical problem solution headline and lead. And from there, we'll go through three specific ways to reframe that headline and lead. You'll see how this works and how you can apply the same approach to your own copy. The examples come from my copywriting mentoring offer. I thought I'd start with something I know inside and out. I've been selling and delivering this offer for nearly 25 years. But the techniques we're going to do the reframes with will work for almost any product or service, except one of them, the transformation reframe, which only works for some products and services. Namely, the ones you can legitimately promise a transformation with your offer with. Okay, so all of our examples, in all of them, you'll see how changing the frame pretty much changes everything from how prospects view your offer to how much they're willing to pay for it. So let's get started with the magic of reframing and why it matters so much to your conversion rates. And do you have any thoughts bubbling up before we jump in?
Nope, I was just really excited about that last part that you said, from how your prospects view your offer to how much they're willing to pay for it. And I know that that is true. And so I'm just going to let you go from there.
Cool. I want to share a powerful slogan I heard somewhere or another that really stuck with me. The name of the game is to own the frame. This simple line captures something vital about how we connect with prospects through our copy. When we reframe something, we're showing people a different way to think about ideas they already know. It's like turning on a light in a dark room. Suddenly everything looks different, even though nothing has physically changed, except maybe for photons beaming through the air. This technique of reframing works because our brains process information through mental frameworks. When we present a new framework for familiar ideas, it can completely shift how we view a product, a service, or a solution. This matters because prospects often resist messages they see from one angle, but eagerly embrace the same offer when they see it from a different angle. So the power of reframing is immense. The offer that got a response of, "That's not for me," suddenly generates the more urgent response like, "I need this now." Why are we only talking about headlines and leads? It's because of what I call copywriting domino theory. It goes like this. Once you set up the right perspective at the start, the other parts of your copy follow suit and fall into place, going in the same direction. All right, so to get our examples running, let's start with my proven offer, copywriting mentoring for copywriters and business owners. I've been successfully enrolling new clients with this offer for more than 20 years. We start by presenting the offer with a typical problem-solution kind of headline. And here's the copy. What six-figure copywriters and entrepreneurs do when they can't make their business work. It's a funny thing that frustrates even the most experienced copywriters and business owners. Their words are smooth as silk. Their bullet points are tantalizing. Their copywriting techniques check every box you could think of. Yet, something's missing. Two things, actually. The high conversion rates their clients want and the bigger fees the copywriters themselves want. This approach identifies the problem, not getting the results, despite doing everything right, and it hints at a solution. It speaks directly to successful people who still aren't getting the results they want. Remember, the frame you set in your headline and lead shapes how prospects interpret everything that follows. The problem-solution frame starts out by talking about mentoring as a solution to the problem, which is fine, but to me, leaves out the best parts of the mentoring. The uniqueness, the transformation the client undergoes, and their experience as a copywriter or business owner. So in our next section, we'll do our first reframe.
I do like how you brought it back to the getting paid more. I think that I'm just going to say, I think that's important.
It's very important. It's one thing people come to me for, you know, and a lot of it is improving the copywriting. Some of it is improving their negotiation and business skills, selling skills. All right. So let's reframe this problem solution lead first as a unique benefit lead. So problem solution to unique benefit. When you reframe a problem solution headline and lead into one emphasizing a benefit, you change the entire focus of your copy. Instead of dwelling on problems, you spotlight what makes your offer different from everything else out there. Now, let me show you how this works using my copywriting mentoring offer. Watch how the message shifts when we reframe it around a unique benefit. And this is the copy. How to build an intuitive understanding of high converting copy into your muscle memory. When you know good copy in your bones, suddenly you're in a different league. Imagine being able to glance at something and know if it's any good or not, knowing why, and if it needs fixing, knowing exactly what to do to fix it. Muscle memory mastery of copywriting is available through my unique method of mentoring, and I don't know of anyone else who offers this or can provide it. You go from checking boxes on a list to instinct and reflex reactions, something that gets woven into your neural pathways and stays with you for life. Notice how this version, instead of focusing on what's wrong, presents a specific unique benefit, developing an intuitive understanding that becomes second nature. This approach appeals to a growth-oriented prospect for a few reasons. First, it positions the offer as something special and valuable in the way of growth. Second, it creates a clear picture of what makes this offer unique. The concept of muscle memory for copywriting sets my mentoring apart from standard training or coaching. Third, it speaks to a deeper want. Most copywriters don't just want to solve problems. They want to develop mastery of their skills at such a deep level that good copywriting becomes automatic. The unique benefit here is the special understanding that leads to much higher converting copy with the client who is looking for growth and uniqueness as opposed to simply fixing a problem. In other words, we're moving the conversation away from problems and toward possibilities. But some friendly advice? Don't just make up a unique benefit that might or might not be deliverable and might or might not appeal to your prospect. because this kind of reframing requires you to really understand what makes your offer special. You need to identify that one thing that sets you apart from everyone else in the market. Something specific and meaningful. You need to drill down to pinpoint exactly what sets your offer apart and why that matters to your prospects. And remember to show them why they can't get it anywhere else.
I'm going to add 2 cents to this, and I'll get your take on this, actually. I have noticed that the more sophisticated or advanced the market is that I'm talking to, this type of headline and lead works better. If they're brand new to the niche, if they're somebody who's just starting their journey in the area that I'm advertising to, they're usually looking for like 3-step easy solutions and ways to avoid problems. They're in that scared, insecure, feeling the pain part of their journey. Versus, like in this instance, this would probably appeal to somebody who's already got a pretty successful business, already got a pretty successful copywriting trail of pieces behind them, but they're looking to take it to the next level. So some people, here's how to quickly and easily do it, here's how to avoid pain points, that works really well. But for the more advanced people, they're not in that scarcity mindset anymore. They're now in the, you know what, I want the advantage, I want the cutting edge, I want to take my stuff to the next level. That's who this type of headline and lead usually work best for me.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's been my experience. You know, I like to think about interior designers. When you move into your first apartment or first house and you're barely scraping enough money together for the monthly payment, you'll be happy to have a couch and a table and a bed, right? When you really start to succeed and rack up the savings and you have discretionary income, you want furniture that expresses you. You're not going to be quibbling about pennies. You're going to be quibbling about, well, is this exactly the right shade that resonates with my soul? So it is, you know, a few notches up on Maslow's scale. And the same thing works in most markets, I would say.
All right, cool. Let's move on to the next one.
Stories are the most powerful way to get and hold a prospect's attention. Of course, you already know that. But the problem many of us have had is, even though stories are absolute magnets for getting attention, they don't do that much to advance the sale. That's because the way most of us have been taught to tell stories was not with persuasion in mind. I decided to change that. So I looked at what I had learned in studying story and writing copy for decades, as well as coaching all-star copywriters. What I had learned about stories that persuade, and I wrote a book. It's called The Persuasion Story Code. It tells you exactly how to create and use stories to move the sale forward. Lots of stories. I'm including examples of 25 different kinds with step-by-step guidelines for putting your own persuasion stories together. You can get The Persuasion Story Code on Amazon.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. All right. So the next one is to reframe your unique benefit as transformation. It takes your message to an even higher level. Instead of focusing on what people get, it shows who they become. The copy moves from offering a new skill to promising a new identity. Let's look at how this works for my mentoring offer. Put your copywriting skills on the path to high-powered mastery. What do you do when you've covered all the basics, yet your copy just can't quite deliver the consistent, high-performing results you know it should? Even being a six-figure copywriter or a successful business owner doesn't automatically mean your copy is converting at the level you want. What's missing is the kind of understanding you get from in-depth personal mentoring, where your knowledge and skill level up towards bone-deep mastery, and your results become constantly higher than ever before. Look at the shift in positioning. We're not just talking about gaining a skill anymore. We're talking about moving towards mastery. This changes the entire value proposition of the offer. The transformation angle works because it taps into deeper emotions. People don't want to just learn copywriting. They want to become skilled copywriters. They don't want to write better. They want to become better. This reframe also addresses a common pain point among successful copywriters and business owners. Many have achieved a certain level of success, but they hit a plateau. They're looking for something that will take them to the next level. When you reframe your offer as a transformation, you need to be specific about the change. Notice how this version talks about moving from basic skills towards bone-deep mastery and consistently higher results. The transformation needs to feel both significant and achievable. It should stretch people's vision of what's possible while staying within the bounds of believability. You'll also notice this version acknowledges where prospects are now. It recognizes their current success while pointing them to greater possibilities. This makes the transformation feel like a natural next step rather than an impossible leap. A transformation offer typically commands higher prices because it promises more value. You're not just selling a solution or even a unique benefit. You're selling a new way of being. Think about your own offer. What transformation could you promise? How would your prospects be different after using your product or service? What new identity could they step into? The key is to making sure your transformation promise aligns with what your offer can actually deliver. Don't completely promise a life overhaul if your offer isn't up to that challenge.
I like this one especially because it is so much about their status and their identity and really promising either a fulfillment of a desired identity or a whole new identity altogether. And I think that as copywriters, sometimes we lose focus of the importance of that. Marketers, lifestyle marketers, brand marketers, a lot of times that's kind of the key component to what they do. But as copywriters, I think we often forget how important that is.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, because we're in the trenches so much, you know, and I think most copywriters' go-to is a problem-solution structure. It's easy to escape our minds, but we need to remember, well, I'll get to this a little later too, but we need to remember that's not always where people are at.
I'm just going to add real quick, jpeterman.com. Yeah. They do an amazing job of transformation of your identity through their copy, and it's because they can't usually do the problem solution copy because they sell like clothing and jewelry and identity stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. They almost like they were forced into it, but they do a good job with it for sure. All right. And finally, la pièce de résistance, story hooks. The next reframe is a story hook. Story hooks tap into something primal in our brains. They work even better when they show empathy for what your prospect feels and thinks about. Let me show you the next reframe of my mentoring offer, which uses this exact approach. The missing piece that's keeping your copy from converting the way you need it to. Your sales copy used to get really good results and you could count on it. But recently, everything has changed and you're not sure why. What worked before just stopped working. You had to do something. You tweaked your headlines, changed your offers, adjusted your price points. But nothing moved the needle. This isn't the way it's supposed to be. Suddenly, every new project brings more stress than the last one. Bills keep coming in and your credit card balances are piling up. What are you going to do? Now, at first glance, this might look like another problem-solution approach, but it's different in two important ways. First, it's a story, which connects with prospects at a deeper level. Second, it leaves them hanging after the story is done because there's a beginning and a middle, but there's no end. The story setup creates tension. It presents a situation many copywriters and business owners have faced, the moment when proven methods stop working. The pace builds as the situation gets worse, leading to mounting stress and financial pressure. Notice how the story moves from professional concerns, copy not converting, to personal impact, stress, and bills. This progression makes the situation real and relatable. It's not just about business anymore. It's about life. And the open loop of nature of this story creates a certain kind of momentum. Prospects have to keep reading to find out what happens next. They're pulled forward by their need to see how the situation resolves. This approach works because it puts the prospect inside the story. They're not reading about someone else's problems. They're seeing their own situation reflected back at them. The story becomes their story. The mounting tension in the copy relates to the mounting tension many people feel in their businesses. Each line builds on the last one, creating a sense of increasing pressure that needs release. By ending with a question, "What are you going to do?" the copy invites the prospects to consider their options. It creates a natural opening for the solution you're about to provide. The story hook reframe does something else important. It validates the prospect's experience. It shows you understand not only their surface level problems, but their deeper emotional journey. This validation creates trust. When prospects feel understood, they're more likely to believe you can help them. The story becomes a bridge between their current situation and your solution.
Two things. Number one, we've talked often about how important stories are and how almost impossible a story is to ignore. So I always love starting with a story. My question on this, for me, if this was an offer, it wouldn't have any appeal to me whatsoever, just because I'm doing pretty well in my business right now. 4 years ago, 5 years ago, before I met you and started working with you, this would have been like the most amazing offer ever. So I do want to, I guess, emphasize or get your take on understanding that a story, especially this type of story, is definitely going to be a divider. It's going to separate and only attract certain parts of your market.
Yeah. So this is not aspirational like the previous two were. What this is for is the faded glory type of prospect, the one who has been successful, knows what success is, and now feels lost in the wilderness. That's not you. You're doing great. And it's not maybe the person I'm most looking for, but I do like to work with people like that. So it does cover a different niche, but it's not for the beginner who's trying to figure out how to make things work, because the first line of the story is your sales copy used to get really good returns and you could count on it. If you're brand new, of course, that's not going to apply to you at all.
Yeah, I just wanted to emphasize, when you go with a story, it does need to be relatable. And in order to be really relatable and hit home for some parts of your market, it's naturally going to exclude other parts of your market.
Yeah, that's a really good point. That is true. All right, so let's wrap up with some final thoughts and action steps. These reframes aren't just different ways to write copy. They represent different levels of connecting with your prospect. Each reframe takes your message deeper and makes it more powerful. Let's look at how the reframes built on each other using my mentoring as an example. We started with the simple problem solution frame, addressing the basic frustrations of copy that's not converting well enough. This works, but it's just the starting point. Moving to the unique benefit reframe, we focused on developing an intuitive understanding of copy that becomes muscle memory. This lifted the message above common problem solution approaches by offering something prospects couldn't get anywhere else. The transformation reframe took it higher, showing how prospects could become masters of their craft. Instead of just getting better at copy, they could become different, more skilled, more confident, more successful copywriters. And the story hook reframe connected at the deepest level, reflecting prospects' experiences back to them and pulling them into a narrative that demanded resolution. It created both emotional connection and forward momentum. Each reframe increased the perceived value of the offer. Problem solution creates basic value. Unique benefit adds exclusivity. Transformation promises personal growth. And the story hook makes it all immediate and real. Now, when you're working on your own reframes, take time to think them through. Rush this process and you'll miss opportunities to make your message stronger. Consider each angle. What problems does your offer solve? What unique benefits does it provide? What transformation does it create? What story does it tell? And here's an interesting question. Which reframe do you like best? And I'm going to throw you a curve. Based on everything you know, which kind of reframe will your prospects respond to best? I ask this question because far too often we assume our prospects are just like us and we'll respond best to what we respond to. And this is what you were referring to earlier, Nathan, right? When you were talking about, for example, copywriters, you know, so mired in problem solution stuff that they wouldn't write a transformational reframe. So sometimes you're totally in tune with your market, but more often than not, you may be in a different place. So keep that in mind as you try different reframes. And as you consider reframing your headline and lead, pay attention to how each reframe changes the energy of your message. Problem solution is practical. Unique benefit is special. Transformation is inspiring. Story hook is engaging. So the goal isn't just to write different versions of your message. It's to find the most powerful way to present your offer. Keep testing different frames until you find the one that resonates most strongly with your prospects. The right frame can turn a good offer into an irresistible one.
I just want to end the show with, typically an offer can be great. The person can be the exact type of person that is going to be completely transformed by getting this thing. But if they're not looking at it properly, if they've got an incorrect assumption about themselves, about the offer, about the world, if they're looking at it from one point of view, it'll stop them from making the purchase. And a lot of times that's what our job as a copywriter is to, what you said, reframe, to give them a different perspective, to give them a different way to look at it. And all of a sudden the whole thing changes and now they see the value in it. And I did have one question for you though, since you talked about changing just one piece of your copy. What about when we reframe it and we're like, now it just doesn't match the rest of the copy?
Well, if it's the same offer, it's going to be a pretty close match. But yeah, I mean, sometimes you'll have to go through the copy and change a few things, especially if there are references later in the copy to something that was at the beginning. And that's kind of what I meant by the copywriting domino effect. You may have to change more than the lead, but you fundamentally won't have to change that much most of the time.
Yeah. And a lot of times the offer, if the offer is solid, that lead is just from the get. We want them thinking about it this way so that when they do get to the offer, this is the frame of mind that they're in.
Yeah, exactly. That's perfect.
All right, David, another master class all in one podcast episode, man. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was fun. Thank you.
All right. And if you enjoyed listening to this, we've got 400 plus other episodes over at copywriterspodcast.com that I know that you will enjoy as well. So head on over to copywriterspodcast.com, binge out on some episodes of the Copywriters Podcast. And until next time, we will catch you later.
Catch you later. Hey, did you enjoy today's show? Want to help get it into the ears of more listeners? Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast app.
This is the Copy and Funnels Podcast Network.